Look who's in studio still.
Is it Norm?
No, it's maybe it is Norm.
It's not me. It's a backwards masking on.
Yeah, it is backwards masking on. What a gift. So, are you on the show tomorrow?
Who? Me?
You.
Am I? Yeah. At 12:55, is that when we're scheduled?
I think so. I'm just making sure you didn't have your days confused.
It's me and the Jub Hawk on tomorrow at 12:55 on this very program.
No Junes?
No, Junes had something. I forget. He had something he had to attend.
I think stuff or driving.
You know something.
Well, I think he said, here, he just texted me, nap. He said he had a nap.
Oh, yeah.
Time.
Well,
it was already scheduled and they couldn't take it off the books.
Got to be rested.
Mm-hmm.
Totally get that. So you're on the show tomorrow. So I was just making sure in a non-passive aggressive way that you didn't mess up your days.
Right. Because that always is a possibility with me.
I thought
so. I'm not very organized. And you tell me 5 minutes before where I need to be and then I can be there. If you tell me 10 minutes before, I'll forget it.
I think Jake has said you're not good at returning the emails.
Man, I'm not good at returning emails, text, phone calls, any of that. I will flag things to come back to them and then never come back to them.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that's necessarily the worst thing in the world. I think
there was a time where it was,
yes,
and it was really infuriating. And now I realize that there is just a glut of informational hands that grab at you.
Yes. And
or digital hands, I guess.
Maybe, given that we're of similar age, there's a somewhat similar timeline on this. But at my very first chance at the ticket, it started with you have to answer every email just because it's good for business and you want to be that guy. And just slowly but surely, it just erodes because of the volume. In 2019, you wake up in the morning, you have 50 new pieces of email, but only about one or two of them are actual emails. 48 have found you and targeted you, Dan.
You spend all day.
So you can't sort your email anymore.
Yeah, just deleting things.
You almost did it like you would sort your real mail, which, by the way, has a similar percentage of actual importance. And so,
wonder what it would be like to start over.
At a given age, you just let it all wash over you and you just shrug it off.
Do you think we could do it right if we started over? New email address, new phone number. Just start over. Just delete everything you have.
I think it's just a matter of time.
Would it build up?
No, you'd be inundated again.
Yeah, they'll find you.
You literally have to set aside a window every day for it if you want to stay on top of it.
Like, just for
this
deleting.
Is my 30 minutes where I respond to texts I got when I was driving or emails that I received during the show. That might work.
I would really like to just reboot my life, to be quite honest with you.
Just start over?
Start completely over.
Well, you've done very well, though.
I don't know.
Try
I think
again.
That's debatable. I think that's debatable.
Now, because do you need to be younger when you reboot?
Or
are you
going
to reboot
necessarily.
Now?
Not necessarily.
When I turn you on, I just, you know what I hear? Just a radio
Your
show
radio
destroying.
Show just destroying.
It's all very funny. When I go back and listen to it.
Well, I mean, obviously, my life extends beyond just the radio, Bob.
What? Nah, you're just a radio guy. You don't have feelings. You don't have a life outside of it.
You're only here
to entertain us.
I would like to have more friends and better quality relationships. Like, that to me in my life is what has suffered more than anything else with my job and the way that I've led my life.
Do you think it's hours of the day?
But then what would you do?
Like, do you think
if you had more friends, what are you going to do with them?
Hang out with them, commune,
talk.
Have some emotional connection with people. I think that I responded very poorly to my life or my, again, I don't know what you would call it, my own personality type even. Like, I should have fought against my inclination to shelter in place a lot.
Shelter in place meaning you like isolation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I isolate, and I know that isolation is bad for me, and that I've experienced my friendships have withered as a result of it.
Right.
Now, some of this is hard to tease out because it's also like, well, everybody grew up and started having families, too, and so you don't naturally keep those friendships as close as you did in your early days when that's what the whole point of life was hanging out with your buddies.
Can I speculate and justify that part of it is our career.
That absolutely.
That if you communicate for hours at a time,
you don't want to communicate in your downtime.
Right.
And I recognize that. But that's what I was saying. I wish I had responded to it differently. You know, but it's hard to respond to it with the wisdom on this side of it.
Right.
In real time.
Yeah.
And I wish someone had talked to me and said, hey, look, I know that isolating is a natural reaction to having a public job in which you talk a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably going to be
hours of the day, too, because right. social hours are at night. You're probably thinking you got to get to bed.
Right.
Do you do that well? Do you sleep a lot of hours?
I used to not. I've made it a point this year. I've been getting in bed around 10 o'clock, which is good for me. So I'm getting, you know, that's 6 hours. That's almost a full night of sleep.
Alarm's 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, there for so many years, I was getting to sleep at, you know, it was regular. I would get 3 hours a night, and I wouldn't take a nap during the day. And I think that that's just destroyed my brain. I think it's destroyed my memory for sure.
You're still largely a mystery. I think I would still watch a season of documentaries on you.
Why?
I don't know, because a lot of guys here knew you back in the day.
Right.
And I don't want to speak for Dan, but those of us who got here in the late 90s or at the turn of the millennium, we didn't get the backstory, so we just knew present tense Gordon. And you and I, you know, obviously we live our own lives. We got things going on and stuff and people, but I still don't think I totally know what you do when you're not talking to me through the speaker. And that's why I would sign up for your Amazon Prime documentary. I feel like that would help
for
me get
Truman
to know you
show.
A little better. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm sure another way to handle it is we could go grab lunch sometime. But I'd rather watch your documentary.
You would be so bored. You'd watch a guy just sitting on a couch wishing he was different.
But I can't.
24 hours. Imagine that. Just watching that. The guy sitting there, and you see resolve cross over his face like a shadow every once in a while of, I'm changing this all right now. I'm going to call a friend. And you see him half get up off the couch and go, no, I don't have the energy right now. He sits back down.
So you would be one of the...
Until it ramps back up.
You would be one. They would call it a documentary, but it would really be kind of artificial because the producers would have you like go-karting or different activities to fill up the
episodes.
Yes, which
is very unreflective of my actual life.
Right.
It's not reflective
of
what I actually do.
Yeah.
Here's a 4-hour episode where he tinkers with a typewriter.
Right.
Tune in next week.
And then the big conclusion is he hates himself for it at the end. It's always the same.
Oh, dear. That's rough.
It's called Perfect Paralysis. That's the name of the documentary of my life, Perfect Paralysis.
So yeah. You've analyzed yourself as you've isolated yourself. You don't like it, yet you continue to do it.
Correct.
Like we're at the camp out, you had your own camper.
Yes. Well,
everyone else.
But there were other factors as to why I had my own camper.
Yeah, but you can...
Like, you can't simplify it as, oh, he hates people, so he wanted to be... Because you know what? And he probably thinks he's better than everybody else, too.
Other factors.
He's in there right now thinking about how smart he is.
Okay, now these voices in your head are not helping your right. your mental well-being.
Right.
You don't have to assume we're all thinking horrible things about you just because you're in that boss
camper.
That's
just some P1.
Right.
Some
just
P1s.
Very small percentage.
They fill in a story, and oddly enough, it's like the least charitable story.
Yeah. That part is true. That part checks all the boxes.
No, that was because I've always been obsessed with Airstreams, and they agreed to bring out an Airstream. And
right.
So
well, you,
to be in that.
You justified it that way, sure.
But I mean, like that, for example, that is the least charitable interpretation you could possibly have. In other words, there's a judgment to that.
Oh, he knows.
I'm not against it. I'm not against what you've done.
But it also
I also love isolating myself.
But if I
could have worked in a sponsor to help me do that, then I would have said, well, I had to be.
I wasn't
away from
in the Airstream because I was isolating myself, though.
No, not at all.
Right.
Because you wanted to be together with everyone. That's why you were in the Airstream.
Although Dan, in some ways, was the trailblazer.
It seems like
that began to
correlation and causation is getting in the way here.
Maybe. But he, Dan took the heroic stand early on, back when you had to pay for it, to isolate himself by paying for his own hotel room.
Right.
So he appreciates this existence so much
right,
so.
Right, and that was thought of as weird.
So
like,
much
oh my
so that he would write a check.
This 40-year-old guy doesn't want a room with another 40-year-old guy. That's really weird.
But I'm saying that you can call that, let's say that you say, well, that was isolation on my part, is that you wanted to isolate, and that's why you bought your own room or whatever.
Yeah.
But then
I mean,
how does that invest you with all of a sudden isolation expertise in order to diagnose it in others. Some people could actually be staying in another location for a different reason.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
You can give me different reasons. I'm going to still know the truth.
I just tried to do that.
Yeah. I'm sure it was only because of a sponsor.
I did not feel it was...
Do you vacation by yourself?
What's that?
Are you vacation by yourself?
I have before. Usually we used to do the thing of... we'd vacation in stages. So in other words, at vacation, some other person would go to another country. I would go to another country, and then we'd meet up for a week.
Okay.
That way you get the experience of traveling alone and traveling together. Which is a fun way to do it.
I think there are people that vacation alone, thus the isolation lifestyle. They don't mind spending time with themselves and making plans by themselves. And then there are others, like me, who feel weird even going to a movie alone. And I don't really know why. I don't need help. I just...
What is the weirdness? Is it feeling like you're... does it feel lonely, or does it feel
because
like...
Because it seems like there are certain activities with which it requires numbers. And
so it's just a social thing that's put in your head already?
Yeah, even...
Because I love going to a movie, or I love going to... like, when we go to California on the weekends, I love going to breakfast by myself.
Oh, yeah, I love that, too.
And...
The best.
But it feels weird, because you walk in alone, and they're like, oh, one? And then you go find a tiny booth or something, and it's just odd, but I love it.
Yeah.
I love not having to, I don't know, coordinate time or argue about where we're going.
It's probably part of getting married at age 16,
sit with a book
basically.
And read and eat and... Just not have everybody. I don't know. But I like hanging out with the guys, but I also love that it's a rare thing. I never do
exactly.
that by myself.
And I
never
think both of those things
myself.
Are probably important. Now, there's some people, I'm sure, who their constitution is such where they don't need one or the other of those things. But yeah. I think most of us need a balance of both of those things. And I think that I have, my balance is off.
Okay.
My balance is too much of alone stuff.
Now, if my wife left me, I would live in a cabin out in the woods and grow a beard. She thinks I would.
If she did, would
she
I
thinks
be
I would be
to
married
her
within? No, let's not put her back in the market
at that point.
But she thinks you know I'd be remarried like in 30 days. I think I would never leave the house for 30 years. Who's right?
Only one way to find out.
Yeah, it'll never happen.
Are we on the air? Is all this stuff on the air?
Yeah. Isn't this fun?
We're talking sports.
Well, it's a sports radio station, but once in a while we talk about isolation.
Right.
And
yeah, I think
and
that,
really mental illness.
That
right?
That alone time is good and learning to be alone with yourself and learning to be silent also and not have to constantly
have the
digital teat in your mouth.
Right.
You know, that I think all that stuff's good.
Turn on a TV, but you don't even care what's on because you just need somebody talking.
Just some talking.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can have too much of that, too, and you can neglect your social life.
Right.
Or what would you call it? Kind of your emotional life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You care if we talk Cowboys?
I'd love to. That'd be so therapeutic for me at this point.
All right, Gordon helps us talk Cowboys. What?
I just really need to be alone right now. I've had a little bit too much of people.
All right.
Oh, no, it's drained me of my energy.
All right, see if Gordon hangs around for Cowboys today next.